Hello, my name is Laurie Mitchell. Thank you for joining me on this webinar for At the Speed of Beliefs, my new book on limiting beliefs and how to shift them. The purpose of the webinar today is to take you on a journey and expose you to some of the contents of my book. My intention for the book is to free your thinking. Now, before we get started on the webinar, you have an option to download a PDF and follow along by filling in the blanks. This helps you to fully engage your mind and absorb the material without distraction. So if you're interested in that, you certainly can go to the page and just use the link to download the PDF and open it up, grab a pen and paper and get ready, because we are going to be going through some of the concepts that are in the book. So this book is about new possibilities for you, for your relationships, and for the world. The journey that you're going to be going on in the book is one that is a bit of a roller coaster ride, but at the same time, you will feel empowered. You will feel like a spiritual adult at the end, like you are watching the world as it is, and you will have a chance to then begin to vote for new possibilities with your thinking and with your vibration. So this is about taking a reality check on the world. It may be about losing some idealism, which isn't the truth anyway, and not sticking your head in the sands of positive thinking, but rather, because you will be manipulated if you do that. You will continue to be manipulated by the systems of the world, the world views, and how you're programmed into it. I'll get into that in the book itself in detail and show you the evidence and expose the information that is necessary. It's not damaging information. The information is empowering. Keep that in mind. So what do I mean by beliefs? What are beliefs? When I was 12 years old, I moved from Detroit, Michigan in the U.S. to Toronto, Canada. So change of countries. My mother remarried a Canadian and we drove 4 hours. That was it. Just over four hours, and yet everything was different. People were different. Everything was different. The rules were different, and life was different, and I had just crossed an imaginary line. That is all that happened. So I kind of thought of that in the years later about how different it was and why people were so different and where their thinking comes from. So out of all of that, I have a very fluid belief in beliefs in general, but I have a very fluid perspective on beliefs and how different people think different ways and then their reality shows up differently. I have examples and evidence of that in my own life when I moved. And I had moved many times before that, but moved countries, that was the biggest change in terms of the outer circumstances and the people behaving so differently compared to very, very close by. And there's more about that in the book, and especially in the intro, but beliefs for me are very, very flexible. But what they are for all of us are rules. Beliefs are rules. They are limits on our actions. They are decisions that were made at some point in the past and filed away in our subconscious. But these limits on our actions are also limits on our thinking. Now just keep in mind, beliefs are there to keep you safe. They're learned from the past, but they're there to keep you safe. So they're not all bad, but they are all limiting. And what happens over time as these decisions are made and they are filed away in our subconscious is that we begin to live in a thinking maze. Our whole thinking process becomes walled up in a maze that we finally can no longer get out of if we choose to. If we really wanted to have freer thinking or to change the world or to change our life, we find that we can't because we are stuck in a maze of our own beliefs. And until we understand the structure, where they're formed, and what to do about how to get out of them and how to release them, we're just going to live inside of this. And there will be nothing that we can do, and the world will not change. You understand that. We have got to understand our own beliefs and have some breakthroughs in that in order to change the world, in order to change the reality that we have around us, one person at a time. And that means us, starting with us. So in the beginning of the book, what I talk about is the importance of magical beliefs and believing in magic in general, because you're going to need it. You're going to need to see the magic in life happening in order to fortify you through any times where you're changing beliefs, dropping beliefs, and challenging them and creating some new possibilities for yourself. So be aware that there is a personal responsibility when you get to shift and change things. Look for the magic. And the magic is the great things. The magic is things that show up that might be coincidence, but they're not really coincidences. They're magic. It's life delivering what you're asking for. It's some magical things can happen. So in the book itself, I give an example. I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to give away this story in the book. Most of the stories I won't, because I want you to read them and have that impact on yourself. But this one in the printed book, I can't put the photo in, so I want you to see the photo evidence of this real magic that happened for me. In the Kindle version, the ebook version, there's a photo there to show you. But what I want you to see or in the webinar is that I used to, and I still do, play manifesting games. So I used to decide what I'd like to see. And quite often I love bright blue butterflies. I live in Queensland, Australia, and they've got these subtropical beautiful blue butterflies that just kind of show up every once in a while. So I used to decide I wanted to manifest a butterfly, and sure enough, very shortly afterwards, within an hour or a day, one would show up. Well, after a while of doing this all the time, I kind of thought, well, that's pretty easy. I don't live in Alaska, so come on, you know, do something harder. And what I did was I decided, okay, I'll do something really hard to manifest. I'll really push it and do something challenging. And so I thought, snow, I'll manifest snow. And I went, no, I don't want any snow in my beautiful subtropical paradise. Because I realize that things can happen. You know, hail is snow, or close enough to it, it's ice. But, you know, like, I didn't want any of that kind of weather stuff. I love the warm weather here. So I took it back and thought, okay, I'll manifest the word snow. That would be very unusual here. And then I imagined a picture of it, and I imagined it with all uppercase, S-N-O-W. And it was a game, so it wasn't meaningful or important. I didn't attach anything to it. And then I got on with it. I was actually on my way to the weekly farmer's market to get our vegetables, and went around a corner and then moved a little bit further. And I was watching, looking everywhere for this word snow. I was looking on people's license plates. I was looking down the road at posters and in shops and t-shirts that people were wearing. And I came around the corner. I turned again, and there it was right in front of me. And as you can see on this photograph, which, because I took the photo straight away, I was just so astounded at the magic that can happen. What you see is the word snow. It's a box of melons. It's a melon box. And it happened to be upside down, this melon box that was being used for potatoes or something else. But the box itself said melons on it, but it was upside down. And my subconscious could tune in to the word snow. Now, if you see the word melons upside down, looks like snow, with the exception of the E and the L. But the E and the L are the only letters that don't flip both upside down and right side up. They don't flip sideways properly. The only letters in that word melons that flip, that reverse from left to right and right to left, are S, N, O, W. So the M becomes a W. And that's the kind of magic that we have to play with, look for, and enjoy in life, because that sustains us. And it's happening all the time. We just have to turn our filters on to magic. So that's where I really start you on your journey in the book, is tuning into magic and being aware of magic and pulling up magic no matter what else is going on, so that you can have a magical few moments and you keep your vibration up. Okay, the next part of the book I'm covering what I call the lie in beliefs. If you look at the word beliefs, right in the middle of the word is the word lie. And I think sometimes these symbols are around us, and they're there for a purpose to remind us. It's like life itself has set up all of these amazing synchronicities so that when we do notice, it's guiding us. And the beliefs are not the truth, but we make them that way in our relationship to them and in our agreement with other people. So we agree with other people that it's the truth, and then we make it that way and we gather more evidence. So I want you to go through an approach with beliefs that says this may be true and this may not. I want you to look at the actual circumstances around you, the actual world as you perceive it right now, and say this might be true or it might not. It might only be happening because I've decided it was true, or someone else decided it was true and I accepted that. And I'll give you lots of evidence for that. So right in the beginning of the book, I talk about how beliefs are formed, where they actually come from. And there are 3 degrees. I call them 3 degrees of belief. And I want you to understand the first degree of belief is your own experience. It's the best evidence for truth from your own perspective. It's the best evidence, but it might only be your perception and conclusion at some point in the past that decided something, your own experience, highest truth, and yet it could still be perception only. It could still be that things have changed, but you haven't. It could still be that you had experiences that you tethered in there and said, that's the truth, and for you, that's it. It has to be that way. And it could come right back to what you thought about yourself at some point, and good or bad, and usually bad if we're doing limiting beliefs on ourselves. So we made some decision about ourselves, but in reality, it all started from a universal principle called cause and effect. So something would happen as a baby and a toddler, and before language, before you had communication with others, something happened and you learned it yourself. Don't do that because that hurts, you know, or do that because that feels nice, or that you like that, or you move towards something, you move away from something. That's the kind of basis for it happens enough times, then cause and effect comes into play, and you lay down a memory circuit, you make a decision from all that. When you get language, when you finally get into communication with other people, you have access to second degree beliefs. Second degree beliefs are those that are from people around us. And it may be that someone tells us their own experiences, their own stories of what happened to them, and we can borrow their experiences without us having to go through the pain and to shortcut our success by learning from others. So teachers around us of people we actually know. Or we could just observe people. We could observe them and see what they're doing and recognize that either that's what we want or that's what we don't want. So from that, we get more shortcuts to setting up beliefs that serve us, hopefully. The third degree beliefs are the ones that I think are the big problem right now, because they're what most people consider beliefs only, and it's not complete. If you think of beliefs as, you know, a religious belief or a belief that is a cultural belief of some sort, all of the ones that have come from people before we were born and they're no longer on this planet or haven't been for a long time, we have to pay attention to this and question them. Imagine beliefs 100 years ago or 200 years ago that are so irrelevant to us walking around with smartphones in our hands, you know, a computer connected to every person, all information, every place on this planet. Imagine how irrelevant beliefs from 200 years ago are now. So imagine 1,000 years ago how irrelevant they are, 2,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago. It doesn't matter. We have to question these third degree beliefs, and we have to seriously consider where the authority was from that, you know, and where we decided. And then here's the key question. Do we want that to be true anymore? So if we've discovered through our beliefs and through other people's beliefs that something is occurring in the world, the question is, do we want that to be true? That's the crack in the crevice that we can start to look elsewhere other than at the problem. Because when we continue to look at the problem and try to put a patch on it, though we won't get breakthroughs that way, we've got to create new pathways, which is exactly what Steve Jobs and the Apple team did. They created new technology and we all just turned and voted with our money. And that people power is the power in the world. And there are people in this world and organizations in this world that know that and use it against you. And I'll get into that in the book about the way that your beliefs are used against you and how they know. And it's empowering to know that they know. It's empowering to know that there is a specific structure of beliefs that then get used against you, but you can take it back. You can call back your own authority of your own belief making, and you can start to question while you're staying grounded. You can start to question the foundations and the structure of your beliefs and your thinking while you're staying grounded. So yes, there is a lot of manipulation going on in the world, and it's time to stop it. It's time to become more in charge of your own thinking as well as your own reactions. And in the book, I do have the speed shifting technique, which is about releasing your reactions. And when you can release your reactions, you can sit in calmness. And when you sit in calmness and then make choices, you have a very clear view of what you want and what's important to you. So once I expose the formation of beliefs and then who's pulling the strings, I then go through all the solutions. I call it unraveling your maze. And it includes things like the stages of believing in something and knowing where you're at in terms of your beliefs and whether you are moving more toward believing in something or whether you're really moving away from it. So your doubts, I go through how your doubts and fears freeze your new beliefs so that you can't form them. They freeze the ability to move into new possibilities. I also talk about how your identity tethers your maze. So you literally have a self-view that then tethers you to the maze itself that is your old subconscious beliefs and forms all the other beliefs and keeps you from creating new, better possibilities. And also how your values form you, how important it is for you to know that so that you can really be true to who you are, which is your values. When to drop personality and when to build character. So the personality part of you may not be serving you. There are behaviors coming from beliefs that may be incongruent with your values, may be incongruent with your relationships, and it's time to question your behaviors so that you can start building character and dropping your personality or parts of your personality that don't serve you anymore. I go into the words and how spoken words and spoken beliefs can continue to create something that you don't want and how to turn that around and start using the power of the spoken word to create new beliefs. I explain the definition of breakthroughs in terms of beliefs being the same as or similar to what was before. Breakthroughs have nothing to do with what was before. They are from the future. Breakthroughs are imagining a bright and shiny future and then jumping on a track that moves towards that may have nothing to do with how the world is now and continuing to do that. But without the breakthroughs, you are still on the same track, just a little bit different. We're past that now. We really need breakthroughs in every area of our collective behavior through our individual conscious thinking. I go through beliefs about delays and layers and layers of beliefs and about how they create delays. And which ones to focus on depending on what's happening with your life, and whether it's that things are happening quick and things are moving along nicely, or whether you feel stuck in a belief. The different layers of the 3 degrees of beliefs create delays, and the more of them in certain areas are the ones that you have to work on the most. I talk about the beliefs about healing and your body and the incredible work that your body does without you even knowing how. And I go into the money beliefs. Money beliefs, this is such an important topic, because beliefs themselves are flexible, but the ones that continue, as I said, and persist are because we agree. Many, 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 many people agree on a particular belief. And when enough of us agree on a particular belief, it becomes a worldview. It becomes the way the whole world is laid out, because we keep behaving that way. Now, money is a belief. It is an agreement of value exchange by a particular means, like money, currency, or coinage, or whatever. But it's a value exchange, and yet it is strictly a belief system. In order for that money to have value, or that object to have value, you have to agree with another person in a transaction that it does have value, come to a point together where you do recognize that you both have the same value, and then the money gets exchanged. The problem with so many people right now who don't have money and who are stuck in lack is that they keep trying to make money the problem of the world. Money is not the problem of the world. Money is a belief system, but it is a 360-degree belief system. It's signed up and sealed over. It is manipulated completely. I explain why and how in the book, but it is a belief system that completely surrounds the whole world structure. There isn't an inch of this planet, and not a citizen of any country, who isn't owned or owned by that nation. So understand that money is being used as all part of that. It is as enslaved as we are in that model. It doesn't mean we don't need money. We need what money gives us in the ease of trade, the differentiation and specialization of skills. It is incredibly important when used for good, when used with the right values attached, when used without the fears of lack or scarcity or insecurity or punishment or all of that abuse, all of that negative value system that gets chucked in with money and then gets used so that people can get more control and more power over, is what is causing the problems. And yes, it is being manipulated, but the answers are simple. They just need enough of us to realize them. So in the first instance, let's go back to making it personal. Go through your own money beliefs. And I give you four quadrants of money beliefs that show you how, if you have money beliefs on one side saying that money is good, and here's why it's good to have money, but on the other side, somewhere in your subconscious, you're saying, for having money, it's bad to have money, it's complicated to have money, it's evil to have money, or it's you're going to be judged, or there's going to be whatever. So all the good things that you can think of for having money and all the bad things that you can think of for having money are working against themselves, and you get stuck. You can't even get started when it's like that. On the other side of the quadrants, there are also subconscious beliefs that you have that are about not having money, justifying how great it is to not have money. And you have them. You actually have these beliefs, or else you would have plenty. The money would be flowing to you, but you've set up some subconscious beliefs, and you have to uncover what some of those are to really allow. You just let go and allow money into your life. You have to vote for it. You have to stop demonizing it. On the other side, the final side of that quadrant, is how not having money is bad. And so that seems pretty obvious, but for some people, it depends on where you're at. So you get to look at all four of those quadrants and and see if any of those are the ones that are within you that you need to heal and release, and begin to allow money to come through you for your expansion, and to come through you so that you can use it and enjoy it. And you can set money free through you, through your own behavior with your own awareness. I do talk about a very special way of taking money outside of your soul's journey. I won't get into it here, but it's profound and incredibly important for you to go through that journey and become that worldwide, current day spiritual adult, where money is just no longer an issue. There'll be plenty of other issues to expand you, but money is not the issue anymore. Money will just be there, like so many people in the world that already have problems and have money. You'll start to recognize that you can continue expanding your soul's journey while money's just, and lack of money, I mean, lack of money is no longer the issue. I take you through the beliefs about self-love as well, because that's where the acceptance, awareness, and allowing of more comes in. And it starts with your journey to become more accepting and acknowledging and appreciating of yourself. And finally, I talk about the meanings that we add to beliefs so that they seem so big, when really they're all equal. It's what we add to it to make it mean. When I go through the speed shifting technique in the book, I cover how it came to me, how it was developed, but also the four stages of speed shifting. And I'd like to do that in this seminar. I'd really like to give you a quick overview of the speed shifting technique itself. You need to learn it, though. You need to understand why. But the stages are this. So first of all, you get clear on what is the circumstance that you don't like, that you don't want to continue, that is a repetitive situation, a theme in your life that it's just you're over it. You're weary of having whatever the issue is. And then you just recognize the circumstance itself. The second stage is that you look at what is your reaction to it. So how do you feel about it? What's your reaction to having this? The third stage is that you swirl the reaction. You swirl it and let it get sucked up into a vortex at the center of the universe, and just let it get sucked in there, because it will be cleansed and cleaned. And then you just thank. The fourth stage is you thank the universe for receiving that vibration, cleansing and clearing it, and returning it back to start again fresh as love someplace else. It frees you see. This technique frees you. It creates a space within you where you are holding onto that reaction. And it also frees the reaction. So you've watched this reaction go out of you and off to the universe. And yet it had become a self-aware thought within you. It had become something that was causing trouble in your life, because it was a wild card in there. So you got to let it go. And it got to start fresh somewhere else. And the vibration that was in you is now free. So some of the things that you will get in the book are answers and strategies to break free. So it's not just I'm going to tell you that you need to. I'm not going to tell you the problems alone. I'm going to not leave you in the problems, but walk you through what the real issues are, the structure. So it's not about the detail. It's about the structure behind it. And then how to get rid of the tethered money beliefs that really keep you stuck on this pendulum swinging back and forth. I'm also going to make sure that you know why your success depends on a journey of self-love. I want you to be really clear on why all beliefs are limiting. I want you to empower yourself when your beliefs are used against you. I want you to learn when people come along with new ideas. I want you to learn how to use discernment to stay grounded so that you don't just believe anything anyone says when you're trying to change the whole structure of what you believe or used to believe. I want you to question your beliefs. I want you to make sure that that other people's beliefs are clear to you, not as truth just because of who they are or the authority they have over you, over your life, or in the past what they've had. And I want you to know how to stop the programming and start on your own unique path, because that's what you are here for. You have your own purpose in this lifetime. It's an amazing time to be alive, but man, we're doing some legacy work here. So in the meantime, you've got to do what you do best here, what brings you joy, connected to your own values. And I want you to continue to serve your values. But you'll also need to know how to release the reactions, how to release the tethers that are holding you to the old restrictive beliefs, whether they're group beliefs or individual beliefs. So this book is about 180 pages, and you can purchase it on Amazon online or in a bookstore, but as quickly as possible, obviously. Amazon is the first place, and if you're in Australia, then I do have an Australian publisher and printer available for you. So feel free to buy two copies, one for you and one to gift to someone who needs this info. Just keep in mind that shipping is usually the same cost for two books as it is for one. So I hope you enjoy the journey reading this important and timely book while you find a whole new level of personal empowerment amongst the reality of the worldview beliefs. Because when you're done, you will have the knowledge and the tools to choose new possibilities from calmness and begin to give yourself more freedom in your thinking. And what that does is that starts a personal revolution, which I believe will change the world. Thank you so much for listening today, and I hope you enjoy my book. Please be in touch with me any way you'd like to on www.speedmanifesting.com. This is Laurie Mitchell.